From Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanik.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It's Friday, the 8th of February, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Day Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Amish Project is coming to town. It's the fictionalized account of a school shooting in an Amish community and the unexpected way the survivors responded to the tragedy. And the Shindig Finals are happening tonight. We'll give you a preview of the festivities. We'll keep you in the loop about what's going on around town, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So Chinese New Year is well into it. We're the year of the boar, and there's a bit of a festivity going on outside in the nest today. So I guess the crowd isn't hearing me. They're watching the lion dance and that kind of thing. But we're still enjoying it. Lots of paper lanterns and a bit of food and lots of fun going on out there. Alrighty, so let's start off with some music. I got a note from Charlie in Courtney. Courtney is the home of Rebel Heart, a rock band. They describe themselves as being from the Independent Republic of Vancouver Island, and So they're you know, just kind of a fun rock and roll band. They put out a self-titled album called Rebel Heart, and this is a song from that.
Well, there's a place out in the west, across the Seder Sea, an island in the mist, and man, that's where I wanna be. With his deep blue waters and tall trees, snowy mountains in the distance, green hills in between. We love them there in them hills, everybody knows. They don't talk much about it, but that's where marriage grows. Marriage hills, green get roll. Everybody's waiting for them crops to grow. Marriage hills, with body and soul. All that green is turning to gold. Marriage. She's been illegal. Don't stop for some growing. Don't get caught by the police, or you'll be going down the road. Some folks grow for profit, others to ease their pain. Some just like to get foolish. Well, man, it's all okay. Marriage Hills, we're green and roll. Everybody's waiting for them crops to grow. Marriage Hills, for body and soul. All that green is turning to gold. Far away, give corporations the seed. Gonna make it all legal for the taxes, I believe. Well, out here on the island, tradition, don't you know? No sense buying from the government store when you can grow your own. Marriage Hills, green and roll. Everybody's waiting for them crops to grow. Marriage Hills, for body and soul. All that green is turning to gold.
So next time you're in Courtney, check out Rebel Heart. On October the 2nd, 2006, an Amish community in Pennsylvania was rocked to its core when a local milk delivery man entered the one-room schoolhouse, took the girls hostage, and ended up shooting eight of them, killing five before turning the gun on himself. The community responded in an immediate and startling act of compassion. And it was the inspiration for Jessica Dickey's play Amish Project, which is being presented at Studio 1398 on Granville Island starting on February 20th. Angela Conrad is the director of this production, and she's on the line. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Dave.
Hi. So let's start by talking a little bit about we don't need to go into the background of the actual incident itself, but just sort of where the play came from. Do you know, like, what was Jessica Dickey's inspiration for writing the play?
Well, the event was her inspiration.
Yeah,
and
obviously.
And I think as she learned more and more about it, she just realized what a powerful story it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to tell it.
Yeah.
She wanted to tell it both as a playwright and an actor, because there's her initial version of the play is actually a one-woman show.
Yeah.
And then she also created an ensemble version of it, which is the one that we will be presenting.
Yeah, the action itself centers around that one character, the grandmother of one of the victims of the shooting.
The play, actually, the central character is the gunman's widow.
Okay. My mistake. Yeah.
The grandmother, if you know about the actual event, the grandmother plays a significant role, but mm-hmm. she's not in the play.
Okay. All right. So that's my mistake. So, okay, that's even more more telling, because it's dealing with the survivor as far as the family of the shooter. And, you know, mm-hmm. what she went through, what did she know ahead of time? How did she respond? And then the way the community basically reached out to her.
Yeah, I think part of it that is so interesting is she has to wrestle with the idea that this is a man she loves.
Mm-hmm.
In the play, and I believe this is true in the event itself, she knew nothing of what was about to happen. She wasn't aware of any signs, and certainly the character in the play is not aware of any signs. And so if you try to imagine even just that one thing, what if someone I love did this horrific act? How would I deal with that? What does that do to my love? What does that say about me? All that kind of stuff. So she has to wrestle with that. And then she also has to take the outpouring of generosity that the Amish community displayed, and then she has to live in this small town where this happened, and she is the wife of the killer.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a lot to do.
Yeah. and like that, that's another really fascinating thing for me too. Is just the whole nature of that. Of the forgiveness aspect of it, that mm-hmm. that the community that suffered through this horrible tragedy, five little girls. I think the oldest one was like 13 or something. It was between mm-hmm. 9 and 13, mm-hmm. and having them destroyed like that, and the response being one of an act of compassion and forgiveness. I mean, that's an interesting thing to explore.
Oh, I can't, even though I have spent time researching the play, I've spent time researching the event, and I've spent time in rehearsal, kind of living inside the story, I still can't quite wrap my brain around the enormity of the forgiveness that the Amish community extended to her. I mean, there's a scene in the play that is true from the real incident where the Amish community took food to the gunman's widow on the day of the shooting, which just blows my mind.
Oh, man.
That
shocks me just to hear it.
Yeah. Well, and there are all kinds of other things if you research the actual event that aren't necessarily in the play, but people, of course, poured money out on the Amish community when they found out about this in support, mm-hmm. as they often do after tragedy. And the Amish insisted on an account being set up for the gunman's family as well. At the funeral for the gunman, mm-hmm. about half of the people in the room were Amish.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Wow, that's just amazing. So this must be, it's got to be a quite a powerful piece of theater to work on.
Oh, it certainly is.
Yeah.
It certainly is. Mm-hmm. And Jessica Dickey has done a really remarkable job of allowing us to see how this event affected lots of different people, people in the community, people in the Amish community, obviously the widow, who in this case is named Carol, who mm-hmm. is not, I should be clear, Jessica Dickey is clear that this is a fictionalized account.
Mm-hmm.
That's inspired by that. So if you know a lot about the event itself, you will see all kinds of parallels. But Carol, as an example, is not exactly like the actual gunman's widow.
Mm-hmm.
And so the well, what I guess. No, I'm stuck. Sorry for that. There's so many different areas to explore on this question, and I guess let's talk about the process of putting the play together in that. What kinds of things happened during the rehearsal process to bring some of this out?
Well, my cast is a really fantastic group of women who are generous, thoughtful, forgiving people themselves, and so the whole rehearsal process was so grace-filled. And it's funny, when I reflect on it, it was actually a process that was filled with laughter, which seems incongruous with this kind of subject matter. But they're all very grounded people who believe firmly in the story, and who I think aspire to behave in the way that the more honorable members of the cast behave. So I think it was a really kind of transformative and healing process for all of us to get to live inside that story, to get to which is one of the magical things about theater, period. I mean, it allows us to walk alongside other people that we might not otherwise meet and experience a bit of their journey. And no one gets to experience it more than the actors who are actually putting on the literal and figurative shoes of this other individual. But it was really a remarkable and life-giving process.
Now, this is a cast originally from Alberta, is that correct?
Yes, this is a show actually that was originally produced at Rosebud Theatre in Alberta. So when I'm talking about the rehearsal process, that's what I'm referring to. And when I was directing it there, I kept thinking about how much this show works for my company, Dark Glass Theatre, and how much it's in the center of the kind of stories that we want to tell, and how much I wanted to be able to somehow have my audience see this show. And so thanks to some generous donors, we've been able to bring the show to Vancouver.
Great. Very short run.
It is a very short run,
The 20th.
Unfortunately. So thanks for helping getting the word out ahead.
Well, yeah, let's get some butts in seats.
I think the word of mouth would be great on this show, but we don't have the luxury of relying on that because it's 6 shows in 4 days.
Yeah.
So, yep.
All right, so you're at 1398 on Granville Island, which is 1398 Cartwright Street.
Right, so it's a space that is currently being rebranded as The Nest, but most people probably know it as Studio 1398 on Granville Island.
And tickets are available at Brown Paper Tickets.
They are, or you can just go to the Dark Glass website, so darkglasstheater.com, and then you don't have to remember anything else, or you can search for the Amish Project through Brown Paper Tickets, and that'll take you there too.
All right. Well, Angela Conrad, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about this, and I hope that your short run is very successful.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks.
to fall down on my knees. We were dancing through the night. The lights went out, the show was over. Tell me, where did the magic go?
That's ZZ. Hey, it's Shindig Finals are on tonight. Yeah, we haven't said a darn thing about Shindig all season, but it's closing up tonight, so you want to get down to see that. It's happening at Pat's Pub, which is at the Patricia Hotel at Hastings and Dunleavy in the beautiful downtown East Side. Three bands vying for all the big prizes and stuff, including... Russian Tim and the Pavel Burres. Russian Tim, of course, is a beloved host here at CITR. We've also got Girls Nails and Sleepy Gonzalez. Show starts at 8 o'clock, and tickets are only $5 to get in the door there. So you don't want to miss that. It's Shindig. It's fun. It's been going on for 35 years, for crying out loud. Let's see here. Yeah, let's just play the music. You want to know who's playing? It's these guys. We'll start with Girls Nails.
Thank you.
That's Girls Nails. The next one is Sleepy Gonzalez, and I just wanted to cut in because it starts with a little clip from Bob Ross, the joy painting guy.
Absolutely have to have dark in order to have light. Gotta have dark. Gotta have opposites. Dark and light. Light and dark. Have light and light. Light and have nothing. Dark. Have dark and light. Dark. Basically have nothing. Light and dark. Dark and light. Light and dark. Light. Gotta have a little sadness once in a while, so you know when the good times come. Dark and light. Light and dark. I'm waiting on the good times now.
Cheap and the
Here you have it. Russian Tim and the Pavel Berets. And Sleepy Gonzalez and Girls Nails all tonight at Pat's Pub. Pat's Pub and Brewhouse, Hastings and Dunleavy. Two blocks east of Main Street. Doors open at 8:30. Show starts at 9:30. $5 cover. Shindig 35 grand finale tonight. The winners get recording time from Rain City Records, rehearsal space at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, a feature in Discorder Magazine, and lots more. Plus, Andy Resto is the host, and so jokes for beer and all that other usual fun Shindig stuff. So you don't want to miss that.
The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue proudly introduces its new project, Baldwin and La Fontaine, Towards Responsible Government. With your family, friends, and classmates, learn more about the role played by those important figures in shaping Canadian government as we know it today. Visit baldwinlafontaine.ca to discover clips, documentaries, and a teaching guide. Enter the National Web Contest for a chance to win a trip for two to Toronto or a post-secondary scholarship.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Hi, I am Neetu Da, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, Communists, Communists! Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new local and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Over the Christmas season, I had the great pleasure of working at the Gateway Theater on a play called It's a Wonderful Life. And one of the cast members is also the artistic director. Well, actually, he's the outgoing artistic director of the Gateway Theater, Giovanni C. And Giovanni's last play as a director at the Gateway, as artistic director at the Gateway, is opening tonight. It's called Yoga Play. It's by Deepika Guha, and it's the story goes like this. Joan has been hired to stabilize Jojoman, a yoga apparel giant, after its CEO is brought down by a fat-shaming scandal. Sound familiar? But just as she finds her footing, more troubled surfaces and the sales free fall. Jojoman needs an image makeover, and fast, risking everything on a wild plan, Joan and her colleagues are willing to try anything to save face. This hilarious satire asks what it takes to find authenticity in a world dominated to sell enlightenment. So, looks like fun. It's opening tonight at the Gateway Theater in Richmond. Tickets are only $29, and you can find out more by going to the Gateway Theater website. Other stuff that's happening in theater this weekend, there's a very funny play called Five Women Wearing the Same Dress by Alan Ball. And this this is at, is that the Flower Pot Studio? It's 112 East 3rd Avenue is the address anyway. That sound familiar. So I think it's the Dusty Flower Pot. Anyway, you can you can check out Brown Paper Tickets. Look up Five Women Wearing the Same Dress to find out the details on that. But it's only $10, 15 at the door, $10 if you get it in advance. There's a show tonight and a show tomorrow night, that's a fun show as well. So kind of. Little of this, little of that. There's also Cabaret, which is at Studio 58. It's the Langara College student production, which is always entertaining, always worth it. And of course, Cabaret is one of the great musicals. A tip of the hat there. Another person that was in It's a Wonderful Life with me at the Gateway was Erin Palm, and she's going to be playing Sally Bowles. So she'll be worth the price of admission all by herself there. So there you go, Cabaret at Studio 58, and that goes for another couple of weeks too. So February 24th is closing on that, so if you can't make it this weekend, you can still get it over the next couple of weeks. And let's see, was there anything else I wanted to mention here? Just double checking to make sure. Prayer for Owen Meaning is still running at the Pacific Theater. Much Ado About Nothing, the classic Chic production, is happening at the Kulch. That's still going strong. You want to see that? That is, of course, the all-female production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, done in drag, where female actors play female and male roles as they were written. So. Lots to see, lots to do this weekend. But right now it's time for The Call Board, which is Dave Radio's feature on auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities, and we encourage everyone to read for anything. The Fringe Main Stage Lottery just came and went, but if you missed out on that and you still want to be involved in the Fringe, they're now taking applications at the BYOV venues, Bring Your Own Venues, which are, there are six of them that are pre-approved. And so the way it works is that there's six venues that aren't official Fringe venues, but they sort of set up their own setup. So we've got Arts Umbrella, Carousel Theater, Fire Hall, Havana, and two new ones, the What Lab on Pandora north of Hastings Street, and the PAL Studio Theater in Coal Harbor. So if you want to get a show involved in that, this is, of course, the Fringe, right? Brief IOV applicants must apply directly to the venues, have their own criteria and process for accepting shows. Once an artist has been accepted by a venue, then they can apply to the Fringe as a BYOV artist. So that is going on. Jericho Art Center is now also accepting applications for productions that will be performing between October of this year and August of next year. So if you're interested in mounting a major production, which is six performances or more at the Jericho Art Center, what you do is you go to their website, jerichoartcenter.com, and you fill out the initial application form, and then those will be submitted to a jury. And if you're selected, then you can provide a more detailed application. Is that right? No. You send in your initial application with brief details, and then then they will ask you to submit a more detailed application, and that will be selected by the jury. Sorry for confusing. Anyway, the deadline on that is March 24th, jerichoartcenter.com, and the details on that. Real Wheels Theater are still looking for a female actor, early to late 50s, to play Gloria, a lawyer, in their upcoming production of Act of Faith. And if you want to find out more about that, the deadline for the application is February 13th. Submit your CV and headshot to info@realwheels.ca. Play It Forward is looking for a stage manager for the recovery show. You can find out more by going to spotlightonmentalhealth.com or contact Darlene Arsenault. And her email is d.arsenault, which is spelled A-R-S-E-N-E-A-U-L-T 7, number 7, at gmail.com. We have a conference, our Act Safe Event Safety Conference, and that's going to be happening in March. Over 2 days, you can learn from experts in their fields of nearly 40 workshops, interactive demonstrations, roundtable sessions, and panel discussions. It's an opportunity to network and share knowledge with others involved in the production of live events and performing arts across Western Canada. It's happening at the Delta Hotels by Marriott in Burnaby. And you want to find out more about that, you can check out Act Safe Conference, which is actsafeconference.ca. The Arts Club General Auditions are happening next weekend, so you still have time to apply for that one. You will ask to present two monologues or a monologue and a song. If you want to submit, then send your application to generalauditions@artsclub.com. They're taking applications also at the Arts Club for the Bill Millard Artist Fund. This is an annual fund that was set up by outgoing artistic director Bill Millard, and this is to help give BC theater artists who are interested, giving some support to BC theater artists who are interested in pursuing professional development activities. You can find out more about that by going to artsclub.com and look at the support tab to find out about the Bill Millard Artist Fund. Now, auditions. We've got Theater in the Country doing Little Women the Musical. That's going to be up in Langley in June. The auditions are happening on the 17th and 18th of February in Glover Road in Langley. And there's a sign-up form that you can find at their website, which is theaterinthecountry.com. Vancouver Asian Theater is having an audition today for Suicide Forest by Tetsuro Shigematsu and directed by Amy Gladstone. That's running in November. And this is a dark comedy about an agoraphobic daughter's quest to prevent her father's suicide. Send your information to producer@vact.ca and go to that website, vact.ca, to find out more information about Suicide Forest. North Van Community Players are doing the Dixie Swim Club by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten, directed by Dale Kelly, and that's in Hendry Hall in North Vancouver in May. Auditions are on Sunday and Monday, February 10th and 11th, looking for actors to play five Southern women whose friendships began many years ago and their college swim team. Southern fried humor abounds in this rollicking comedy. Peninsula Productions in White Rock are doing a stage reading of Wit by Margaret Edson, and that's coming up next month. The production is March 3rd with two performances at 2:30 and 7 o'clock at the Peninsula Productions venue on North Bluff Road. The auditions are on Sunday. They're looking for three male actors. And if you want to find out more about that, you can email them at info@peninsulaproductions.org. And finally, Bard in the Valley, doing Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. That is happening in June. The auditions for that are in March at the Douglas Park Rec Center. If you want to find out more, this is kind of a neat concept. They're doing site specific or an outdoor venues. But they want to bring a kind of a spooky, twisted dream to the stage. So go to bardinthevalley.com to find out more about their upcoming production of Midsummer Night's Dream. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can send it to the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. I'm really falling in love with these guys. This is Kitty and the Rooster.
It's got a good dancing, you can beat to it. It's got a good dancing, you can beat to it. It's got a good dancing, you can beat to it. It's got a good dancing, you can beat to it.
That's the show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, and a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us right here, DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, and you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Yeah.